It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast. Tom and Loggy. Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
I found something that's going viral. I thought I'd bring it to the table. It's things you found on the internet, isn't it? Hang on. Give me 5 hours for the buttons to catch up.
Things you find on the internet, you say. Well, I guess the internet is such a wild and wondrous place that sometimes you go on there and you find things and you think, hey, I can bring this.
The things you see on the internet. Computer.
Right, you're welcome. So, thank you. The nicknames for workmates in Australia. Right, these are very Australian things to call your workmates. Okay.
I don't know if we can say these on the radio.
No, I've gone through them. I've read it for once. I've read it before I've brought it to air.
Okay, good.
Wicket keeper. This is the workmate that puts on gloves and then stands back and lets everybody else do the work.
Okay.
You got a workmate, call him Harvey Norman. 3 years, no interest.
Okay.
What about old mate Sensor Light? Only works if someone walks past.
Yeah. Ding. Yeah.
Noodles thinks all jobs take 2 minutes.
Okay.
I've had bosses like that. But 20 minutes. Oh, don't take you 20 minutes. 4 hours later.
Oh, yeah. Love those.
Blister. Got a workmate called Blister. Appears when the hard work is done.
Yeah.
This one we heard the other day, a couple of weeks ago. I'd never heard of this one. Showbag. Because you're full of...
Show.
Poop. You're full
Oh, wow.
Someone's full of shit. They're a show bag.
Oh,
all
okay.
Right, show bag?
Nah.
Lantern. Not very bright. Has to be carried by everyone. Deck chair. Always folds under pressure.
That's me.
Old mate Perth. 3 hours behind everyone else. G-spot. You can never find him.
Yeah.
The bush ranger holds everyone up.
Okay.
You can call me that. Wheelbarrow, only works when he's pushed.
Okay.
Also call me that.
Yeah.
The limo carries about 8 people.
Yeah.
Ask Loggy. She's the limo of this business.
Yeah, right.
And cordless, charges all night but only works for 2 hours.
Oh, nice.
There you go. There's some ideas there, guys. We might chuck that up on the social scene.
Sounds like you work at a horrible place.
These people do, don't they? Yeah. No good work, mate.
Tom and Loggy. Tom and Loggy's podcast. K-Rock 955.
Carmen San Diego.
Yeah.
I don't know why you say I look like Carmen San Diego.
No. You look like a character from Carmen San Diego.
Okay. But Carmen San Diego was a woman.
Yes. An amazing con woman.
I don't think I ever found Carmen San Diego. This is the original game. Where in the world is Carmen San Diego? On Apple
Did
Macintosh.
You think Carmen San Diego was a male?
I don't know.
It's your daily on-demand fix of K-Rock's Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Loggy.
Got someone special who's celebrating a birthday or other event?
Fire them at me.
Why not get on?
Oh, dear.
Only Cams.
Well, it's all part of the deal.
The only place to get exclusive.
It starts with C.
Cameron Ling content.
Get to know me. Oh, that is creative editing.
That is. You said all that gear, though, mate, so...
Over the course of, like, a 10-week period.
Cameron.
Oh, yes, Lauren.
Shh. We've got to talk about OnlyCams.
Yeah. So this is our version of OnlyFans. If you're just catching up, basically, we thought we'd get Lingy to do cameos, which are private messages... You know,
so
personalized messages for people who are having their birthday. You know, maybe they're celebrating a divorce. I don't know. But
maybe they just want some me time.
Then it became OnlyFans. We get you on OnlyFans, but then we thought, why would you pay a third party website, a platform, when you can make your own platform and call it OnlyCams, not Only.cams.
Don't search that.
Don't search Only.cams. We've been doing this for 6 weeks. For the first time this morning, I googled it, and I have to answer to HR and IT. Weirdly,
yeah.
So we have been given something though, haven't we?
Yeah, I received in our inbox a message from a person who said, please, I need to remain anonymous. And I said, I have journalistic integrity. That's okay.
Well, there's radio announcer, image leaker, privilege.
Exactly. Well, that's the thing. So this image that we've received, it is very OnlyCams style. And we thought, you know what, before releasing it, because we kind of want to get hype about OnlyCams, start making some money, right? Before releasing it, though, let's ask the people if they even want to see these type of images. So I've popped up a sneak peek on our Insta story. A very sneaky peak. And I said, here, want to see more? There's two options for people to vote. You know it, or keep it to yourself. 89% of people...
Oh, it's dropped.
...have said, you know it.
Oh.
Hang on, how many people have voted?
How many people have voted? It is 103 people.
Oh, that's not...
Nah, 103 people have seen it. 19 people have voted.
Even that's... Oh.
If you would like to see this content... As a bit of a tease, a bit of an incentive for you to sign up for OnlyCams. You're not legally obliged to sign up for OnlyCams if you see the content.
No. This is just a freebie.
You're not legally obliged because there's no such thing.
Well, I'm about to pop up another one. And can tease? I say, thirsty.
You have outdone yourself, my friend.
My God.
Wonderfully edited by you.
But seriously, Lingy.
How do I look at it?
Damn.
Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Tour de Cure is taking off. I'm going to run down there soon and go and try and catch up with Mark Bredda. We haven't been able to get a hold of him on the phone.
Not answering his phone, so you're going to actually physically go and take him by the shoulders and say, how you doing, mate?
Just a big tackle. Just nail him with a real good one and then...
can you just cut that audio? Because that could be used for...
Only Cam's promo. Next one.
I'm worried about your mind.
Just really nail him.
Miss the show? Here are the best bits of Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Loggy.
On K-Rock. Monday you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my
heart. On Thursday, doesn't even start. It's fun fact. Friday. All right, take it away, Lingy.
And your work friends who are not your real friends, next time, I don't know.
Hey, you had a go.
So defeated.
Next time you're in line for a promotion, the boss might say, give it to, I've forgotten the names you use.
Gary or Karen,
because they're interesting, because they know fun and interesting facts. So we'll give them the promotion. It's the gist of that.
Do you know what? So much better than Tom's delivery. What? Well, I was joking. Put those eyes away.
Now, what are the fun facts, Lingy?
Oh, the fun facts.
Didn't we say last Friday you'll do it this week?
No,
yeah, pretty sure we did.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we did too.
Did you know that former Geelong Cats player Cameron Ling
has an OnlyCams?
Dislikes Tom and Loggy greatly after today's radio show.
All right, no, I did not know
that.
Well,
that's not a fun fact, is it?
That's less fun. Mm. All right, how about I carry you again? Here we go. In 1970, a woman in Arizona filed a lawsuit against God after a lightning bolt struck her home. Believe it or not, she won the case by default after the defendant failed to turn up in court.
You can't do that.
There's a Billy Connolly movie, The Man Who Sued God.
Oh, there is. Yeah, good.
Niche.
You seen that one? Mm. Should have done that for I Feel Sane.
Would you have got that love?
Absolutely.
No, she wouldn't. The oldest person to ever live, officially verified, smoked a pack of ciggies a day for almost 100 years and ate over 2 pounds of chocolate a week.
Yeah, right.
What a relief.
How old did they live to?
Oh, it doesn't say. No follow-up questions.
Follow-up.
Sorry, I was interested.
In China, parents can legally sue their children if they don't visit them often enough.
Okay.
Okay, fair enough.
In Spain, there's a New Year's tradition to eat 12 grapes, right? One at each of the 12 chimes of midnight. So,
Do you have to hold them all in your mouth at the one time?
No. It's such a choking hazard that some local doctors have been petitioning the government to space out the time between the chimes so that people will have time to chew. Because you end up like a squirrel with just grapes in your cheeks.
And that's Where is your mind going,
Lauren? No, I'm just hushing. And I'm listening to the facts.
Only cams. Horrifying. At least one species of spider hunts in packs.
Oh, shut up.
Which one?
No follow-up questions. Anolosimus eximius.
Yeah, I know that one.
Harry Potter. in early drafts of Lord of the Rings, Frodo's name was Bingo.
Oh.
B-I-N-G-O.
Nah.
And finally, in 1993, a man in Brazil tried to rob a glue factory but accidentally knocked over two large cans and spilled the contents. The police later found him glued to the floor, not being able to move.
That is a fun fact. Made up.
No follow-up questions. Monday you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. On Thursday, doesn't even start. It's fun fact. Friday, I'm in love.
missed the show, here are the best bits of Tom and Logie. Tom and Logie. On K-Rock.
Got someone special who's celebrating a birthday or other event?
Fire them at me.
Why not get on?
Oh, dear.
Only Cams.
Well, it's all part of the deal.
The only place to get exclusive.
It starts with C.
Cameron Ling content.
Get to know me. Get to know me. Get to know me.
Okay, someone from your past. So, I mean, you've grown up in Geelong. You've been here your whole life, and that will catch up with you, mate. That will. There's plenty of Cameron Ling content out there.
I feel like it's more someone from my past and present, and probably my long into the future until I find out what this photo
how
is.
How about, okay, I'm thinking, Tom, how about if I send you the little snippets that we've got, and then you can decide, okay, I'm going to send you a picture. All right, Lingy, and you can see whether you can choose the photo of little snippet.
You can pick what it is. So
this is the first one we've released, and people, what did they vote, Tom?
So 80% of people said they want to see more, and 20% of people said keep it to yourself.
That looks. That looks like a bare bum.
Yes, it does.
There is no photo of me with a bare bum.
Okay.
That's made up.
It looks quite tanned too, so that's hilarious if your bum is the only part of you that's quite tanned.
All right, the next one we went through.
Yeah.
Hang on.
You can see all of this K-Rock Geelong on Instagram, by the way. It's all up on our stories at the moment.
Now, this is the one that got bit of excitement. Bit of excitement.
Little image. Now,
this is true.
85% of people said more, more, more.
More.
And 15%
said, please
put
it away.
Are you sending me
another one? We've given them more, and we've released the whole photo. Tom, I'm about to send the full photo through to Lingy.
Okay.
If you would like to go on Insta, you'll be able to get it as well.
It's not uploaded yet, is it?
I haven't got... Oh!
It has uploaded.
That one!
Whoa, baby.
Dodgy sent you that.
Now, what's all this about? Because you're looking pretty hot. Can you explain the photo?
Just been for a surf and someone happened to capture me in a decent light.
You're oiled.
Is that the ocean in the background, or is that a screen with a print of the ocean on it? Are you standing in a studio there?
No, that's at Janjuk Beach.
Oh, yeah.
I've just been for a surf. It's not oil. It's ocean water.
You can hear the waves crashing. Is that the beach or...?
Now, I asked before if it was a current photo or an older photo. Clearly, if I'm looking like that, it's from many, many years ago. There's actual definition there.
Definition. Yeah. You've got the Kendall lines there, Lee.
Do you know what that was from?
What?
It was for a photo shoot I agreed to.
Yes.
For Women's Weekly.
Oh, baby. Oh, yeah.
No, it wasn't. Oh, my God.
Well, we've got it now.
Women's Weekly.
It's God. Just one of those that where you just get, you do it and you're like, should have just said no.
Was it the sealed section? Is there a
It's like, learn how to make a cuppa. Learn how to get steamy in the surf.
Women's Weekly came in plastic and it had a blacked out front. Far out.
How to make cucumber sandwiches.
Okay, we're getting a lot of messages from people. Yes, some laughing emojis, but people also screaming, Women's Weekly!
Tom and Logan. K-Rock.